I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report, the best opportunity you as a sportsman will have all year to make your voice heard with regard to fish and wildlife management in West Virginia comes next week. We'll talk about the sportsman sectional meetings Monday and Tuesday coming up in just a moment.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Hi, I'm Rich Goose Gossage. As a former Major League relief pitcher, I've had my share of great saves. But none were as important as the saves I've made here. As an outdoor enthusiast and life member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, I'm helping to protect and enhance millions of acres of wildlife habitat across North America. And you can too.
Be the future of elk country. Visit elkfoundation.org or call 1-800-CALL-ELK.
Monday and Tuesday are the days set aside for members of the DNR to meet with members of the hunting and fishing public in West Virginia, where they'll discuss the management strategies and the various proposals they'll be presenting next month to the Natural Resources Commission for the upcoming hunting season. DNR Game Management Supervisor Paul Johansson says, as usual, deer management is at the forefront of the discussion with most folks, and there is a proposal that would impact deer season that is more radical than most.
Whenever you start talking about deer regulations, folks stand up and take notice. For the most part, our antlerless regulations, which we send to the commission or make recommendations to the commission every year or on an annual basis, they're pretty comparable to last year. Probably the most significant proposal that's out for public input is a regulation that deals with an early antlerless muzzleloader season and an early antlerless archery season.
The other game management proposals involve the layout of the bear season for the coming year, which will be largely identical to last year with a few conservative changes. There's also a proposal that would make Cal Price State Forest an older age buck area, joining five others already in place in the state. There's also a minor proposal to make the youth squirrel season into a youth small game season. Johansson says on the fishing side, there are a couple of changes on the table as well.
Catch and release for hybrid striped bass on Rollins Lake in Jackson County. Our fishery staff is also proposing to establish a delayed harvest trout catch and release section on approximately a one-mile section of the Bluestone River.
The meetings are staged like open house events, and Johansson says those are all the comments are taken into account as the commission makes a final call.
The bottom line is we work for the sportsmen and the women of this state. We listen. I like to think we listen very carefully to what they have to say. Now, we may not agree with every recommendation or every comment that they have, but I guarantee you we listen to them.
The meetings run from 6 to 8 each night. Monday night's meetings are at East Fairmont High School, the James Rumsey Votech Center in Martinsburg, Summersville High School, the Briar Inn in Lewisburg, West Virginia Pumpkin Park in Milton, and North Bend State Park in Cairo. Tuesday's meetings are at John Marshall High School in Glendale, Moorfield Middle School, Buchanan-Upshire High, Twin Falls State Park in Mullins, Chief Logan State Park, and the Parkersburg City Building Judicial Annex. Sportsmen can attend anytime between 6 and 8. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.